A partner with Polar Pork Farm suggests escalating tensions in Eastern Europe have the potential to destabilize food production globally. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Reduced feed grain production due to drought last summer in Western Canada, followed by problems with trucking, made accessing feed grain this winter challenging, and now the conflict in Ukraine is impacting global grain production. Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork Farm, says we know that food shortages are one of the main causes of political instability.
Well, because of the factors in Russia and Ukraine, they're not only big grain producers themselves, wheat and corn and other grains, but they also produce a lot of fertilizer that's used around the globe. For example, Brazil depends a lot on Russian and Ukrainian fertilizer for their fertilizer supplies. And, you know, it has an impact on our fertilizer availability here as well. Add to that, you know, there's going to be grain land in Ukraine that isn't put into crop because, you know, there's tanks and soldiers all around. That's not a good, stable way to produce a crop. So the supply of grain from that part of the world is going to be affected as well. Because of the fertilizer they produce, that's going to have an impact on many other areas. And, you know, globally, we have a very intertwined global mechanism of producing food, and there's quite a high likelihood that this is going to impact and cause parts of the food supply to be severely impacted.
Bosberg says because the global grain supply is threatened, the price of everything is affected, from a loaf of bread to a beefsteak and everything in between. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.